I don't know if some of you notice this, but I often use some apps or services or applications for an extended period of time, like years. They work absolutely fine. They does the job. They do the job correctly and in a timely manner. But then all of a sudden, something changes. The app interface changes. It becomes quote unquote modern. The UI changes. Things most of the time get slower. I had this app that has been using for years. All of a sudden, I think last week, it went from taking 0.5 seconds, like a fraction of a second to start, now to taking like 10 to 15 seconds just to start. Nothing changes from then, absolutely nothing. Now they added a splash screen and things in the front end that absolutely I don't care about. And I don't think anybody cares about a splash screen. Like, well, what value does it add, right? It's like sometimes is the things we change have you look at them and it's like, why did someone implement this? I want to talk of this about this a little bit, and I think maybe certain features that we add to the applications, certain bugs that we fix are useful. No? Because a bug might be when I click this button in certain situations, if there's no network available, it takes 30 seconds to open a dialog, right? A bug fix might be, hey, let's just open the dialog and say, time out early, the network is not available. If you want to retry, just refresh. Yeah. So simple things like that can fix the problem, and I think it's useful. Says, oh, I just don't have internet. Right? So these things are targeted, fixes and targeted problems that you want to solve. The things that I'm amazed by are features that get added. There is no clear reasoning behind it, except as to make it look better. I think part of this, the problems that comes with software, part of it is mainly ego. When you get transferred, when you transfer a new team member from one team to another team, or you hire some new team member, or you hire a new tech lead, or an engineering CTO or a CEO into it's one thing if the situation that you're hiring into is the app is working perfectly, the software is smooth, and that's it, right? But then the goal becomes is, all right, this new CEO or this new tech lead feels that they have to do something. And I think that this is where the problems occur. Because what the engineering lead will do was will look at the software and it's like, oh, guys, you wrote this in this language. Oh, that's just bad. Let's just spin up a new project so we can rewrite this entire thing into this language because it's way better, it's more modern, it's have this feature and this feature and that feature. And or oh guys, you're using this database? That just doesn't make sense. I mean, the way you're doing this, just like, yeah, there's a problems with this. Let me send you a few articles. And even that person doesn't even know what they're talking about. It's just they look up something and says, oh, they saw someone in Hacker News talking shit about certain database, and they will says, okay, oh yeah, see, I told you this database is not good. Let's move. So they spin up a new project to move to a new database. without reasons. And I'm not naming any companies or anything like that. But even the reasons are rarely. You can feel it even in the app itself, or you can feel it in the, even if there is like a engineering article about it, you can feel that it's a BS thing. It's like, okay, oh, we looked into it and we've seen that this doesn't work for us because of this. Although the solution is clear there. Simple tuning could have fixed it, right? Although we like to make a dramatic and drastic changes all the time, right? And that goes for both back-end and front-end. Front-end, you'll see it in a fancy new, whatever the flavor of the CSS framework or the framework today. Like, oh, I'm going to write this in this framework. Or, oh, this framework is old now. You have to rewrite it in this. It's almost like we don't want the software to just work anymore. That's not our goal. That rarely became our goal. Our goal is to show off that we know a language. Our goal is to show off that, oh, the way you wrote this code is wrong and the way I'm writing is right. And the goal to make the software, quote unquote, work and performant has rarely become the issue and the target anymore. It became always about this superfluous cosmetic thing. Like, okay, how can I show off that I'm using this new fancy things that everybody talking about, right? And it all spin, I think because every video, every podcast, every article I write is just my thoughts. So don't take them for gospel. You know, it's just, I could be wrong. I don't care if I'm wrong or right, for that matter. It's just opinions at the end of the day, right? So, and I think what happens is it boils down to the human ego, you know? At some point, we were told that we're smart, either by our parents or teachers, maybe. And then we carried that with us, right? Even our boss is like, oh, you're really good. And our friends talk to other friends about, oh, do you see how good this guy is? He's really good. I think we should hire him. And that builds up. That ego builds up. And it gets out of control. I'm not talking like I don't have that. Everybody has it. I do. I try to control it, but it's a monumental task to do so. But just realizing that I'm just reaching a point where I'm realizing my ego, just realizing it's even there. That's the first step, right? And knowing that, your internal ego will try to manifest as, let me show you guys what I know. Let me show you this skill that I know. The reason it's problematic is because this is rarely useful to the product itself. And then this ego starts to manifest as, you know, tasks, orders, condescending conversations, right? I might say, what's the problem with that? Well, the problem is, if ego is fed, it will only grow larger. If the ego is not fed, it will lead to frustration and anxiety in the person. So you're damned if you do and damned if you don't kind of situation here, right? And the product will suffer as a result, regardless what this product is, software or something else. I think it's It's all the same, right? When this ego starts manifesting as, it's like, oh, guys, you have to, right? You have to use this style of programming or versus that style of programming. Or you have to use clean code because that's what everybody's talking about, right? You have to wipe it with Clorox wipes and, you know, put Dettol on it. Make your code clean because nobody likes dirty code, right? All these things, and I'm not saying wrong or right, is you, anything that is forced without well-targeted reasoning behind it, I think it fails. Now, all of this movement of object-oriented and all of these things, you know, spurs from, I want to make things easier, but you never make anything easy. You're just shoving things under the carpet for until it eventually blow up. Even all these frameworks that claim that, oh, write your code and now you don't have to do, hey, oh, I just, instead of writing 10,000 lines of code, I can do it in one line of code. Be very careful about these. Be very, very careful about this. And most of you know this stuff, right? Every time a product is being marketed as, you can do it easier with this, be very careful. Because nothing is truly, I mean, what is easy really? Like if something is needs 10 steps, right, and you somehow put all these 10 steps right under an API call, and you call one API and that API does the 10 steps, and the problem is like this is what you're hiding. All what APIs does is hide. They never simplify, they hide. And that's a fundamental difference that you need to understand. If you truly understand what this hiding is doing, it just one day this whatever you're hiding will rear its ugly head back to you in a form of performance, 100% CPU utilization, more memory leaks, crashes, and you will be left puzzled. It's like, oh, what? I call this function and it used to work. It no longer works. All of a sudden, you don't know. Why? Because the function is calling 10 different steps and step number 7 is now not working, but you don't have no idea what step number 7 is because it's hidden from you. Compared to if you were doing the 10 steps, you will clearly know that, oh, 10 step number 7 is actually failing, and now I know. And I'm giving this example because this is what leaky abstractions is. Right? Anytime you try to simplify for this motive that, oh, because I don't want to do, I want to make things easier, I want to write one line of code to change everything, that I don't think, in my opinion, that's the right path. I think the goal, in my opinion, should be always like, how can I make my app as performant as possible and as efficient as possible, right? That is, if that's your clear goal, then you'll do everything to achieve that. And to the only reason to reach ultimate performance and ultimate efficiency is if you truly understand what your application is doing from A to Z or Z. If you're a tech lead and you're subordinate, if you will, engineer proposed an idea that is better than yours, or an idea that contradicts something you did last year because you implemented certain things, right? And this app becomes your baby, right? And you don't want to change that thing, but deep down you know that his idea is gonna improve certain big component, right? And it, by changing the way you wrote things originally, that ego will kick in, and the ego will kick in and will say, no, don't change it. You're never gonna change it because we like the way it is, and it works the way it is. So don't change it. And so this kind of contradicts what I said in the beginning, right? Because if it's not broken, don't change it. But that is, in this particular situation, it actually is broken, right? His idea will improve the performance by 90%, by 150%, right? But your ego is kicking in to defend the status quo, to protect the way you were writing things. So it is, it comes really down to the objective observation of what is being targeted and what are we fixing is a double-edged sword in this case. It can stop innovation from happening through innovation that gives you 200% performance, not 1%, not 2%, not 3%. Right? True big wins. Or it can be the flip where you are introducing something just to show off. And that is, they have basically no points, that the change doesn't have a ground, it doesn't have a goal, its goal is just superficial, right? Cosmetic almost. I take it for what it is. There is no advice, or there is no really, action items to be done here. It's just something I observed, and I see it very, very, very often. And I thought it's, I think it's a problem. And I think I wrote a book about it. It's like a short story. It's called The Unempathetic Engineer. Kind of highlighting that a little bit. And this video is just build up on that. It's just, it's very common in the engineering community in the tech space. All right, guys, see you in the next one.